You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And we're almost in spring. Oh, you could just taste it in the air, but I think a few more days before we really get there. But you can give us a call on the Plastic Surgery Show to start thinking about summer. WABC, it's 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. So this is the show about you. This is the show about what you look like, about you looking in the mirror and seeing maybe a wrinkle or two, or maybe a lot more than that, seeing some jowls and seeing maybe a nose that you don't quite like, and some eyebrows that are sagging along with your eyelids. And then you look in front of the long mirror and you see breasts that are sagging, maybe a little too small, maybe too big, and fat around your hips. And no one's perfect out there unless you're in Hollywood. And believe me, those people are not perfect without the help of me and other plastic surgeons like me, because they spend a lot of time working on themselves. Very few people are perfect. I don't know any, actually, except my wife, of course. All right, this is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is WABC. 800-848-9222, 800, I had to say that because she's listening, 800-848-WABC. So tonight we're going to be talking about you and surgical procedures and maybe some risks of surgical procedures. And how about a new study that talked about obesity and the risk of all sorts of complications from cosmetic surgery? So let's talk about that this evening. Let's also talk another down topic. We'll talk about blood clots in the leg and how you can avoid them and what procedures are most likely to give you a blood clot. Not so much fun, but let's talk about some fun things also. Let's talk about eyelid surgery, one of my favorite procedures. Hardly a week goes by that I don't do an eyelid lift or two. So we're going to talk all about eyelid surgery and how we do it and what the risks are and the benefits and things like that. You might hear a little bit of a gravelly voice tonight. I am working my way through a cold, but not as bad as that news broadcaster. Did you hear her? I think she really needs a little bit of help and maybe some time off. I'm working my way through this cold. All right, WABC's phone number is 800-848-9222. Give us a call. We're giving away bottles of Soft Time. Yeah, it's still winter. It's a change of seasons. This is a good time to still use some moisturizer. And if you don't use it on your face, which a lot of you don't need, you might need it on your hands because they're in the repair phase right now. As the weather changes, as humidity increases, and as the temperatures rise, this is the time to quickly repair your skin, and my Soft Time can help you do it. It'll condition your skin and keep it nice and moist and dewy, and we're giving away bottles of Soft Time to callers to tonight. Give us a call, 800-848-9222, and that brings us to what we can say about products, and maybe we'll open the show with that topic. You know, you hear all the time on the radio these ridiculous claims. You hear about things that are not possible, that possibly can't, they can't work. You've heard about stem cells, right? How can stem cells, no less plant stem cells, get into your skin and actually do something for you? Where are the studies? How about these peptides? I talk about this all the time. How about these giant molecules that people put in skincare and make these incredible claims? Well, you know, the FDA doesn't do the greatest job looking at my industry. I'm not talking about plastic surgery now. I've got the skincare maker, you know, the skin producer hat on right now. So we're talking about, you know, my nighttime, my daytime, clean time, soft time. Those are the products that I make. And I try very hard to be absolutely honest with my listeners and my customers. Because that's how I am. That's what you expect from a physician selling skincare. So it's always interesting to see what the FDA looks at. Now, they've got the immense responsibility of protecting the nation's food supply, protecting the nation's drug supply. They of course, are in charge of approving new drugs and taking bad drugs off the market, things like that. That's what the FDA is supposed to do. Let's turn that sound down. My computer decided to reject something. That's very interesting how it did that. All right, so the FDA has the responsibility of the food supply, the drug supply, approving new machines, you know, lasers and electrocauteries and stitches and everything like that. So the FDA has quite a lot on its plate. So when it gets down to skincare, that's pretty low priority. I really don't know how many people are sitting there in the FDA headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland, but I can't imagine there's too many that have been assigned to the skincare division. But there are some. So every year there's a few dozen warning letters that are sent out. And I like to look at these. It's interesting. You know, when I talk about vitamin C, for instance, I talk, you have to speak euphemistically when we talk about what it can do. Because if I told you that vitamin C stimulates collagen, which is what the scientific papers say, well, you know, the FDA then considers that to be a drug. So my company and other companies have to say things like, well, vitamin C influences the appearance of wrinkles and the appearance of the skin. And without saying something very, very specific scientifically, because again, if we do, we'll wind up getting a warning letter from the FDA, even if it's true. And that is one of the deficiencies of the FDA, but I understand what they have on their plate. But it is interesting that they sent a warning letter to Dr. Obagi a short time ago. Now, Obagi Skincare is one of the big skincare companies, and Dr. Obagi is a well-respected dermatologist from Beverly Hills. I've actually attended lectures of his and learned from him, and he's quite a brilliant man, but even his company is not immune to the FDA. So the FDA sent him a warning letter and his company a warning letter, and they said that the products that he has, these growth factor serum plus things that he has, and even the 10% vitamin C, make claims that diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent disease. And because of that, and they quoted a bunch of his claims, for instance, his growth factor, they said, in his advertisements, say it stimulates cell renewal. Well, that's a no-no. You can't say that. And you can't say stimulates collagen production. You can't say it repairs DNA. You know, whether it does or not, you know, that's another question. But you can't say that. And you can't say that because the FDA says if you say things like that, you're no longer skincare, you're a drug, and if you're a drug, you better go through the FDA and spend the millions of dollars to provide us with information and get your particular drug licensed by the FDA. So they sent him a letter and they said, Dr. Buzz, your products are not generally recognized as safe and effective for the above reference uses, and because of that, we consider this to be a drug, and we approve drugs on the basis of scientific data and information demonstrating that it's safe and effective. So they said, we request you take prompt action to correct all violations. I won't bore you with all the details here, but it is very interesting that they came down on Dr. Obagi, and every year there's several dozen of these. And I listen to the radio just like you listen to the radio, and you hear these advertisements, And I wonder, you know, when is this guy, when is this company, when is that company going to get this FDA warning letter? You know, you can't make these claims. You just can't. And so I don't, as a physician and as an owner of a skincare company. Amy, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Well, I don't know if I have an angle, but what's
no,
your
wrinkle,
opinion?
Not angle.
Oh,
I didn't ask you what your angle was. Oh,
wrinkle,
that's a good one, too. What is your wrinkle?
My wrinkles are
all right,
over, but I've earned them.
Okay. Well, tell me what I can do for you today.
Okay. So I'm hearing a lot about the injections of Kybella for my neck. Do you have an
Kybella.
Opinion on this?
Kybella.
Is that it?
Yes,
Kybella?
I actually do. So Kybella is the name of the drug. It is one of the bile acids. It's actually derived from your gallbladder. But they probably make it synthetically. I'm not sure whether they take it from actual bile or they probably make it in a laboratory. But I'm not sure about that. But regardless, it's the same thing. It's a bile acid. And what does bile do when it's released by our gallbladder into our intestine? It emulsifies fat. That means it kind of breaks down fat. That's where they got the idea for Kybella from. They said, well, if this stuff will break down fat, how about breaking down fat in your neck? So, Kybella is a bile acid. It is injected into the fat of the neck. And yes, indeed, it does work. It breaks down the fat in the neck. Now, there's one thing if it works, another thing if you should do it. And, you know, I will be offering Kybella. I haven't done it yet, I'll be honest with you, because I haven't had someone ask me for it when we have a legitimate discussion about fat in the neck. The honest truth, and Allergan Company's not going to want to hear this, most people choose not to have Kybella, and here's why. So Kybella requires three separate injections. I'm not talking about on the same day. It's a multitude of injections on one day, and that's not so bad. But we inject right into the fat at different levels. And then I understand it hurts a fair amount, but a lot of the things that we do, you know, has a little bit of pain, has some pain, so that's not so bad. It does cause a fair amount of swelling and bruising. And then things settle down, and then you do it again and again. So it's generally three treatments. So three treatments for Kybella, and in the end, the average person gets a little bit of a benefit. Now, each of these treatments is somewhere in the area of $1,500. So by the time you're done, it's about $4,500. So when I have this discussion with patients, I'll tell you what they say, but I'm going to tell you what they say after our break, so you have to stay tuned and stay on the edge of your seats. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WABC's What's Your Wrinkle? 800-848-9222. We will be right back after these words.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all three products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. And get ready for beautiful skin.
Want to know the secret that those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multifamily properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the New Jersey, New York area soon. Call 1-800-250-3766 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-250-3766. 1-800-250-3766. Call now.
Ladies, is time taking a toll on your appearance? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but others want procedures like Botox, wrinkle fillers, or Ulthera, and still others are ready for a facelift. How do you know which is right for you? Well, let's spend an hour together in my 57th Street or New Jersey offices. I'll examine you and we'll use my new 3D computer system to come up with a plan to help you start turning back the clock. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
What is your wrinkle? This is the show that asks that very same question. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle here on WABC, 800-848-9222. Amy has been hanging on the line, and she has asked the question, what do I think of Kybella? Kybella is a new product from Allergan, which is a giant company that's buying an awful lot of plastic surgery-type products. They bought Zeltiq. Of course, they've had Botox. They have Juvederm. They have that new one, Volbella. So they're becoming a real powerhouse in plastic surgery. And they bought Kybella the day after it was FDA approved last year. So Kybella is that bile acid that gets injected at various levels into the fat of your neck, the turkey gobbler of your neck. You know, so many people have it. It gives you the appearance of being overweight even if you're not overweight. And when we destroy just a little bit of fat, it does give you the appearance of pretty big weight loss even though we've only destroyed a half an ounce or so of fat. So in theory, Kybella is good, but as I mentioned, it takes 3 treatments. You're kind of out of commission for about a week for each treatment because it causes swelling and bruising, a little uncomfortable when it's done. And then the question is, at the end, how good a result is it? Is it good enough? And I think some people certainly will have pretty good results, and some people probably will have not so good results. And if you put a little bit of weight on, it's kind of back. So I'm not so sure about Kybella. When we talk about the time off and the cost involved, I always think, well, why not just do liposuction? I mean, we make a 1/4-inch incision underneath the chin, even a smaller incision under each ear, numb you up, often under straight local anesthesia. We don't even need, in many cases, an anesthesiologist because we don't give intravenous sedation in all cases, and some we do, and really that depends on you. So we numb you up, and in about an hour or so, I suction out the fat. You're out of work for about 5, 6, 7 days, and there you go. And it's a fairly permanent result. So liposuction is the gold standard. And you know, what is the cost? Is it more expensive than Kybella? Yeah, right, probably right. A little bit more expensive. But it's a great procedure. There are other procedures that I do if you don't want surgery. And one of those is Ulthera. Ulthera is a nice procedure using sound energy to destroy that fat. The results are quite variable, though, when we go after the fat. So in some people, I've had really astounding results. And some people, I'll be honest, it looks like we haven't removed too much fat. So I don't use it exclusively for fat removal. I do explain to people that if you have it, there's going to be a variability in the result of Ulthera. So that's kind of your rundown, whether or not you do Kybella or not. I think the answer is yes, it's reasonable, as long as you're educated and you know all the things that I just told you. All right, Amy?
Thank you so much. You're really helping me think about it. Now I have to decide about the liposuction. Thank you so much, doctor.
Yeah.
Have a good
All right, very good. Thanks so much for calling. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? The only show in the United States, I would bet, that has a complete discussion about fat under the chin. What do you think? I don't think there are too many others, and in fact, none has been on for 12 years like What's Your Wrinkle? All right, so last week I moved my office. don't you love moving? I'm sure most of you have moved at one point or another, even a small office. It's really not fun going from 57th Street to 47th Street. It's just 10 blocks, but it's such a major thing. I moved from my office between 5th and 6th Avenues on 57th Street down to 47th Street right on 5th Avenue. So we're at 576 5th Avenue now. It's a great building, marble all over the place. It's beautiful. We're temporarily on the 9th floor. We'll be moving up to the 11th floor. And I will be there for you to do your Botox and fillers. And we take moles off in that facility and things like that. But, of course, if it's bigger surgery, we're going to be operating in a surgery center or the hospital. So we finally made the move. And it's always exhausting to do that, but it is done. We'll be seeing patients in the Fifth Avenue office this week. So no downtime, thankfully. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? So the procedures that I like to do are the procedures I do most often, and that's how it is with most surgeons. You kind of gravitate towards what you really like. I've been doing blepharoplasties, that's eyelid lifts, since 1985. And, you know, when I was a resident at the University of Chicago, CNN, the network, was very, very new. And I remember it was about 1986, and my chief said to me, you know, we've got a crew from CNN coming, and they want to watch you do a blepharoplasty. There's that cold. Sorry about that cough. So here I was. How old was I? I was 29 years old, and coast to coast doing a blepharoplasty in front of millions of people. Kind of nerve wracking when you're in training, and in those days, good and bad. I guess not many people had cable TV, but enough people had it, so I got calls from all over the country, and it was nerve wracking, but a great experience. So yes, I did a blepharoplasty in 1986 on CNN, and I'm still doing them. So blepharoplasties are one of the more popular procedures that I do. And I've done them in people as young as probably 23, I think, is my youngest person. Because, you know, when we get extra skin on the eyelids, it's not always a sign of aging. There are many teenagers that actually have extra skin on their eyelids. And they're born that way, and they've got this full, you know, some people call it sleepy-looking eyelids or bedroom eyelids or something like that. But really what it is extra skin and a little bit of fat of the upper lids. And then on the lower lids, less common to do lower lids in a younger person, but not impossible. I guess lower lids, the youngest person I've done is probably in their late 30s. But we certainly do these in younger people. And all the way up, the oldest person, trying to think of this the other day in preparation for the radio show, I think about 83 or so was the oldest person I did eyelid surgery on. You know, as we age, here's what happens. You look in the mirror and you see, this is if you don't have that childhood extra skin on your lids. You know, you begin to see some extra skin in your 30s, but you don't pay too much attention to it until you're in your 40s. And then you look at your eyelids and you say, wait a minute here. When I'm putting on my makeup, it gets obscured by my eyelid skin. And as you get older, that skin of the upper eyelid tends to hang lower and lower. And eventually, in many people, it actually reaches your eyelashes, and then you start blinking more frequently than usual because it's a little bit irritating. That skin actually sits on the eyelids. Sometimes the brow descends, but often the brow is at the normal position. And what is that position, by the way? In a woman, your eyebrow should sit right at the bony rim above your eye, or maybe slightly above it. In a man, it should be at the bony rim. So if your eyebrow descends, it can give you the appearance of having extra skin when it might just be a position of your eyebrow. But in most people, it really is some extra skin of the upper eyelids and a collection of fat. Now, why would we get fat in our eyelids? The eyeball actually swims in fat. You know, it sits on fat and around it. So underneath and behind and to each side and above the eyeball is fat. It floats in it. And the reason it floats in it is so if you get poked in the eye, it's the fat that gets displaced, not your eyeball, first. So there's all these fail-safes to protect your vision, which is vital, of course, you know, even more so 10,000 years ago. Now we have all these assistive devices if you do start losing vision, and we have doctors and surgery. But back in the old days, before there were doctors, if you lost your vision, you were pretty much gone. You'd be eaten by the lions. So we have all these fail-safes. So the eye floats on fat and in fat. But that fat begins to work its way out as we get older. So we get little bulges towards our nose and in the lower lid. Remember Mario Cuomo, great governor of New York State? Boy, he was kind of a poster child. I know he used to listen to this show, and I'm not sure if he liked me talking about him. But actually, there are governors, ex-governors, who did listen. It's sort of an April Fool's. I don't know if Mario Cuomo listened, but I know that Governor Patterson was a big fan of this show, so and called in every now and then, if I recall. So and was a night skin user also. But we'll get back on topic. So with Mario Cuomo, he had those fat pads of the lower lid. And so do many of you. So here's what we do in a blepharoplasty or an eyelid lift. Under local anesthesia, so we don't need to put you to sleep, we numb you up. And most people do require some sedation because it makes it easier for you. And it's the type of sedation that you get with a colonoscopy. It's very gentle sedation. We numb up your eyelids. We remove that extra skin of the upper lid, remove a little bit of that fat. Just enough. If we remove too much, you're going to look gaunt. You're going to look funny. And that's where the artistry of this operation comes in. It's very difficult to teach a plastic surgery resident just how much skin and fat to remove. It really is, because it just takes artistry and it takes experience. And I always say there's two things that you cannot teach a resident. You can't teach him ethics or her, and you can't teach him or her artistry. These things are innate. These things are taught by maybe your parents, but we certainly can teach surgical technique, and we can teach the fundamentals of medicine and surgery. So anyway, we remove the extra skin, a little bit of extra fat, and we sew you up. And on the lower lid, same sort of thing. We lift the skin, remove that extra fat, remove just a little bit of skin. We don't want to overdo it because, of course, you need to be able to close your eye afterwards, obviously. And a lot of people say, well, I want every little scrap of extra skin removed. Can't do that, because if we try and remove every little scrap of skin, then you are much more likely to have a complication. And the complications of eyelid surgery are not pretty. They could result in you not being able to fully close your eyes. And if that happens, your eyeball could actually dry out. You could get repeated infections and even have problems with your vision. And speaking of problems with your vision, that is the worst thing that can happen with this surgery. We always warn patients, but it's extremely rare. The chance of losing vision with this surgery is 1 in 30,000. So not high, not high, but it's there. And I always say, if you can't accept the risk, you can't have the surgery. But if you really think about risk, I mentioned last week, think about the risk of driving in a taxi in New York City. Oh, my goodness. There's about a 1 in 3,000 chance of not surviving the trip. So if you want to talk about risk, it's probably more dangerous leaving my office in a cab than it is having the surgery. All right, we'll be back. We've got another half hour of the show. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, 800-848-9222. This is What's Your Wrinkle on WABC. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all three products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. And get ready for beautiful skin.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside of your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-409-2815 now to get get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-409-2815 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-409-2815. That's 800-409-2815 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-500-4309. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-500-4309. Call 1-800-500-4309. 1-800-500-4309.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. You have seen it. Wasn't that a great show? What a great. This is the best music. And of course, one of the Oscar and the best. I guess the score for the whole, all the music won the Oscar. So great music, and Another Day of Sun is just a perfect theme for this show, right? Because it's the sun that's aging your skin. There's only two things that you can do to influence the rate of aging of your skin easily, and that is do not smoke, don't smoke, nothing, no tobacco, don't vape, don't smoke, don't use cigars. Those will all age your skin. And don't be around people that do. Tell them, leave. So that's one. And the second thing, of course, is limit your sun exposure. Because ultraviolet light absolutely is a determinant of how fast your skin will age and develop skin cancers. And so all the skin cancers are related to sun. Basal cell carcinomas, squamous cell carcinomas, and melanomas. So Another Day of Sun, yes. I love that song, but protect yourself. And protect yourself with my daytime. How's that for a segue? Daytime has an SPF 20. This is the season. This is the season to start thinking about protecting your skin. You know, believe it or not, it's not going to be 38 in a couple days. It's going to be 70, actually 60 during the week. The sun is starting to get strong, and it's time for sunscreen. So my daytime goes right underneath your makeup, and it's an SPF 20. It's really all you need. So finishing up the topic of blepharoplasty, isn't that a great word? It's called an eyelid lift. The plastic surgery name is blepharoplasty. What do we get when you have a blepharoplasty? Within a week, most people can kind of go about their business. Sunglasses maybe you go shopping 20 blocks from where you normally do in the beginning in that first that second week and but by 2 weeks you put makeup on and you're back, and people will look at you and they'll say, oh, you look rested, you look nice. Our goal is not for you to look overdone or stretched out or funny or distorted. Our goal is for you to just look better, more rested, and not have all that extra skin on your upper lids, not have that fat around your eyelids, not have the bulging of your lower lids. So that's a blepharoplasty. Emma, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle? Emma, are you there?
Yes.
Why is there always a delay,
okay,
Mike? There you go. Okay.
Thank you for
okay, go ahead, Emma.
Okay. I had a breast implant like 21 years ago. It's the saline implant, and right now I'm uncomfortable with it because it kind of like hardens. It's like the feel is like so uneven, and I don't know what to do with it. I consulted one doctor about it, and he said I can leave it like that, but I'm also worried, like, if I have a mammogram, is it affecting the result? And so if I have it removed, I was told that the scar will be, you know, really on that area where it's so visible. The original scar, Dr. Perry, that you could hardly see it because it's on my armpit. I'm, like, worried about the scarring because I tend to have keloid.
Ah, okay. All right, so, Emma, that's these are great questions, and thanks for calling. All right, so, first of all, how old are you now?
I'm already actually like 65, 66, almost 66.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now, if you remove these implants, would you want new implants put in, or do you want to just have them taken out?
Well, I used to have just like a size A cup. So I don't know. Right now, it's probably like between a C and a D. So I don't know what's going to happen, and the skin will naturally sag.
Yes, it will sag, and your breasts will look worse than even before you had the implants in the first place. So, but on the other hand, you know, there's a lot of questions here. So you're 60, did you say 7? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
67?
Yeah, 66, actually, yeah.
66, you had to think about that. All right. Okay. All right, so Emma, here's the story.
40s.
Okay. So first of all, let me answer. It's okay. So Emma, you have saline implants and that's good. So saline implants, if they leak, you know it because instantly your breast is flattened. So now what you're describing is called a capsular contracture. That's scar tissue around the implants. You know, our body sees the implant as something foreign, just like if you got a splinter in your finger, your body would make scar tissue around that splinter if it didn't come out. And eventually it would be encapsulated by scar. And that's what it does. That's what your body does to the breast implant. It kind of walls it off so your body doesn't have to deal with it. And that's the scarring. And the statistics for breast implants, for 20-year-old breast implants, are that about 10 or 20% of people get hard breasts after a breast augmentation like you've had. And about 5 to 10% of people actually get distorted breasts. So that means the scar tissue is so much that it actually squeezes on the implant and distorts the breast. And about anywhere from 2 to 5% of people actually get painful breasts. That means there's so much scar tissue that it hurts.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have pain, then generally you have to have these things taken out because who wants to live with pain like that? Now, so that's one issue. There's a lot of issues with you. The second issue is the scar. If you have keloids, you know, that's one of the unfortunate things. You could well get a keloid from the incision being made to remove these implants. So that well could happen, and it's very difficult to prevent that from happening in people who have a tendency to get keloids. Now, the good news is that we can take out these implants, particularly saline implants, with a very small incision if we just want to take out the implant, because we make a little incision that's maybe a half an inch long, and then pop the implant, drain it, and just take it out. The problem is we can't take out the capsule. And what you were saying about your mammograms, well, first of all, the implants themselves do interfere with mammograms. And that, in my opinion, is the major problem with breast implants. They interfere with mammograms. And in fact, there was a study a few years ago that showed as much as 60% of breast tissue is blocked by the implant when looking at a mammogram. So the advice, by the way, Emma, have you ever had an MRI of your breasts?
No, just mammogram.
No. Well, You should have, because people that have breast implants should be having MRIs, because the MRIs see through the implants. So, you know, I recommend on a reasonable schedule, at least every other year, having an MRI of your breast tissue in order to really see your breasts if you've got implants in. So that's an issue. Now, if the capsule is left behind, it's the capsule that actually can calcify. So it can actually have flecks of almost like bone in it. It's kind of funny. When we take these out, 20-year-old implants, I will usually see calcified capsules. And that's what can interfere somewhat with a mammogram. Not just the blocking of the breast tissue, but it gets kind of a funny appearance with that capsule. And so usually we want to remove the capsule to a reasonable extent. And we can't do that through a little tiny incision. That's the problem with you having keloids. So you and your doctor are going to have to make some decisions and some compromises. So you might just remove the implant and leave the capsule, understanding that there's still going to be some issues with interfering with the mammogram. So it's kind of a tough question. As far as replacing the implant, you know, you're in your 60s, so you're pretty young still. But it's a tough decision to replace that implant, to take out an implant and put another one in. Generally, it can't be done through a small incision, particularly the new implants, which most people are putting these gummy bear implants in, which cannot be done through a tiny incision. In fact, the gummy bear implants must be put in through an incision underneath the breast in the crease, and that incision is about 3 inches long. And I say must, that's because the FDA tells us what to do in this particular procedure, and the company has a sign off saying we're going to do it in that manner. Now, of course, doctors are sometimes willing to take other risks and do it in different ways, like put it in under the arm and things like that, which you're really not supposed to do with these implants. That's called a very off-label use of these implants. And, you know, I think there's a certain amount of liability on the doctor's part if he or she puts it in a non-standard manner. So I, for one, put the implants in through the incision underneath the breast, through a reasonably long incision. So you have to really think. This is a very long discussion, and one that is not just one of these quick answers, yeah, I have Botox or something like that. This is a tough one, and there's a lot of different issues, Emma. So expect to spend a good hour with your plastic surgeon to discuss these different things with your plastic surgeon. And if they give you 10 minutes, you're going to need to go to the next guy. So it's a tough one. But thanks so much for calling, Emma.
Yeah, yes. Hi. Just another quick question, Dr. Perry. Procedure like
we've got about 20 seconds, though, so go ahead.
General anesthesia?
Well, not necessarily. I can take out implants under local with sedation. If we're going to replace the implants, it's got to be general anesthesia. Although there are some people that put these in under sedation, I actually think general anesthesia is safer than sedation in this procedure because there's a small risk of, you ready for this, puncturing the lung when we do local anesthesia, because we have to do what's called rib blocks. It gets very technical. So I think general anesthesia is safer for removal of breast implants. All right. Thanks so much, Emma. Good luck to you. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? There's more to the show. Lots of interesting things. 800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
Ladies, is time taking a toll on your appearance? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Some people just need a change in their skincare, but others want procedures like Botox, wrinkle fillers, or Althera, and still others are ready for a facelift. How do you know which is right for you? Well, let's spend an hour together in my 57th Street or New Jersey offices. I'll examine you, and we'll use my new 3D computer system to come up with a plan to help you start turning back the clock. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on WABC.
A rehabilitation counselor is wanted in New York, New York for multiple openings to provide counseling to individuals adjusting to disability and independent living. Evaluate abilities, skills, health, and education. Develop treatment plans in consultation with healthcare professionals. Send resume to Interficio LLC, 135 Avenue of the Americas, 11th floor, New York, New York, 10105. Again, send resume to Interficio LLC, 1345 Avenue of the Americas, 11th floor, New York, New York, 10105. Give your neck a break with Van Heusen's revolutionary flex collar shirt. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. Now available in regular and slim fit with all-over stretch fabric. The flex collar shirt gives you the freedom to really move. Shop the collection now at Kohl's, JCPenney, and Amazon. Experience the difference of expandable comfort with the world's first collar that stretches half an inch. The flex collar shirt from Van Heusen. You're welcome.
Are you tired of wasting money on skincare that does not work? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've created a product called Nighttime that really does reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and it evens out skin tones and smooths rough skin. And I've proven it in an independent study. My Nighttime contains vitamins A and C, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. Use Nighttime before you go to sleep, and then start the day with my invigorating Clean Time soap. And under makeup, use my Daytime SPF 20 Skin Protector. And to make it simple, I put all three products together in a basic skincare kit that's yours for $75 this month only. Use the WABC code at drperrys.com and order the basic kit. That's drperrys.com or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY. And get ready for beautiful skin.
Listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry.
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And excuse the gravelly voice this evening. I'm getting over a bit of a cold. You know, when you fly these airplanes, last week I did the show from Florida. When you fly in these airplanes, you are breathing in everything and every virus that everyone on the plane has. And it seems that every time I'm on one of these airplanes, I get some sort of a virus. So don't you think it's time that they use HEPA filters on the airplanes so that when the air circulates, everybody else doesn't breathe it? Just a little hint for the airline industry. HEPA filters, they're not expensive. All right, so this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, 800-848-9222. Gene, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Well, I was wondering if you had any skin creams for ladies of a certain mature age.
And what would that mature age be, Jean?
70s.
All right. Well, that's not that old anymore. 70 is the new 45, right? No, not quite. But Jean, so here's the story with skin. Tell me what you want to achieve out of your skincare.
Wrinkles.
Okay.
You know, I get rid of those, and skin is very dry and droopy, doesn't have any firmness to it. So
okay. All right. Well, so here's the story. Let's talk a little about how you got to where you are in your 70s and what happened to your skin. So when you were a little kid, you had really thick skin. And in fact, it actually thickened for the first 20 years of your life. You had lots of collagen. That's the heavy, the strong fiber in your skin. That's hold things together. Collagen is the leather in your shoes. Collagen is, 80% or so of your skin. So, but it goes away at a rate of 1% per year after age 30. So there are things that you can do to preserve the collagen in your skin. But let's go on with this before we get into what you can do. As you age, so from 30 on, your skin begins to thin, you lose collagen, you lose elastin, those are the stretchy fibers in the skin, you lose hyaluronic acid, that is the chemical that holds the water content of your skin. So those are the three things. There are more, but those are the three common things that you begin to lose, and they're pretty classically linearly lost. That's not well said, is it? But you lose about 1% per year, and it's pretty constant as you get older. The things that make it go away faster, make your skin age faster, I mentioned a few minutes ago, the ultraviolet light, getting in the sun more than 20 minutes a day, and also cigarette smoking. And of course, if you're a drinker, if you don't eat well, don't eat a well-balanced diet, you're going to age faster, and chronic disease, collagen vascular diseases, and all sorts of things make your skin age a little bit faster. So now, when you're 70, you see what you had mentioned. You see wrinkles, you see dry skin, although not everybody has dry skin, droopiness, so those are the things that you described, and they're very, very typical. So what can a skincare program do for you? Well, a skincare program can decrease. Now, you ready for this? I'm going to say it the way the FDA wants me to say it. It can reduce the appearance of wrinkles. How's that? I can't say it reduces wrinkles, even though it might. I can only say it reduces the appearance of wrinkles, and a good skincare program can. And there are a few different things that really make a difference in wrinkles, and vitamin C is one of those, and vitamin A is another one. Those are the two most heavily studied substances. There are a lot of things that don't work, so peptides have never been shown to do that, even though they're advertised, and all these other crazy things that you see. How about the coffee berry? They advertised that a few years ago. It doesn't make a difference. But vitamin C and vitamin A do make a difference. Now, for dry skin, those things also help, but just a moisturizer. So when you're older, that's when a moisturizer may be useful. One of the things our skin does very well is make oil, so we're really good at that as humans. However, when you get into your 70s, oil production can decrease. So a good moisturizer, and a good one is not the $3 one in the grocery store. It really isn't, because all those things are, all they do is they kind of hydrate the dead layer of cells on the surface of your skin. A really good moisturizer has things like ceramides. That's one of these key words. Ready for this one? Phytosphingosine. That's a good one. These very expensive ingredients, they really are. I'll tell you what I pay for phytosphingosine. I pay $2,500 for about a pound of this stuff. You can't imagine how expensive it is. But we put it in significant amounts, in a good moisturizer. That's why good moisturizers cost a fair amount of money. And they make a big difference, because not only do they hydrate your skin, but they actually do it in a different way than just putting Vaseline on your skin. So a moisturizer is good for you. That'll help the dry skin. In terms of droopiness, you're out of luck. There's no skincare that can help droopiness, not even mine. You need the surgeon to do that. I'm sorry. And anyone who tells you, any skincare can help you is just lying. There are some things, some chemicals that you can put on your skin that can give you a very temporary appearance of less drooping. And these are generally silicones. They're a silicone material that you put on your skin, and it kind of dries. And when it dries, it shrinks. And it tightens a little bit. And they're okay, but remember, they're like cosmetics. That's not skincare. There's a difference between skincare and cosmetics. Cosmetics just wash off, and then you look exactly like you did before, as opposed to good skincare that can actually make changes in your skin, but don't tell the FDA. Because, they don't want to hear that. But what can I say? So there are things, and my program is designed as a very simple program. I know that most of my patients aren't going to do a complex program. They're not going to do multi-step programs. I saw someone on TV, one of the actresses, a couple days ago on one of those shows like The View or Talk or something like that, and she was talking about 20 steps she does. She's an actress. She does all these things. And how many of my listeners out there are going to do a 20-step program? That's crazy and completely unnecessary, because there really are only a few things that make a difference in the appearance of your skin. So I talk about vitamin A and vitamin C and fruit acids. They are the big three. I call that the ACE program for skincare. A for vitamin A, C for vitamin C, and E for exfoliants. The fruit acids are exfoliants. Those are the big three. That's what really makes a difference. And most other things are really not studied. You know, the next one studied after that is niacin, which I do have in my morning program. There are about two dozen or so papers that say niacin is good for your skin. But you get down to beyond that, there's not a lot of science to skincare, unfortunately. And a lot of the publications are by, you know, the companies that make the product. And I always say you want independent studies saying that the ingredients work. So whether you're 70 or 35, Gene, it really is the same substances that can improve the appearance of your skin. See, I just said it like the FDA wants me to say it. They can improve the appearance of your skin. And I did study my products. Yes, I paid for the study, so you might say, well, that's not objective. I welcome any of you to go out and buy the products and do a study. Go ahead. But I did it for you. And we showed that the vast majority, something like 86 to 90% of women, said that their skin looked better after 2 months of my skincare. And my skincare, it doesn't happen overnight. Everybody wants something to work right away. That's just not going to happen. Gene, you worked 40 years to get your wrinkles and 40 years to thin your skin. And skincare is just not going to happen overnight. And those of you who think it is going to, you're going to buy one thing after another and be very gullible, and it just doesn't happen. So I know that I can measure a decrease. You ready for how I say this? A decrease in the appearance of wrinkles at 2 months. I can measure it with machinery, with special cameras. But for you to look at yourself in the mirror, that's what counts. It's 6 months for my skincare. It's real skincare. It works. It's honest. But it takes a while. So for you to decrease the aging, to stabilize that, and then to actually look younger and better, that takes a lot. But it is possible. So there you go, Gene. That's an honest approach to skincare. All right?
Well, thank you very much. Do you make something?
I'm happy to help. I do. It's called Nighttime. That's the one with vitamin C and vitamin A. We're going to send you some Softime. That's my moisturizer. You will like that. And I make Daytime. That is the morning program. That's got vitamin B3, which is niacin, and pantothenic acid, which is vitamin B6, B5, rather. And we have, not 6, and we have, I have to cough here, sorry. Getting over this cold. And we have Clean Time, which is a great soap. So, Gene, you can go on the website. It's drperrys.com, and you can look at these things. We've got a WABC code. If you put that in, I believe there's a discount, or you can just call my office tomorrow and you can place that order. 855-940-1900 is the number to order Nighttime. You have to wait till 9 o'clock. That's when the employees come in tomorrow morning. I always think it's Sunday, Monday morning. They're not going to want to come in on Sunday. All right, Gene. Thanks so much for the call. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? You know, we've got about a minute and a half left. I had so many topics I wanted to discuss tonight. Obesity and complications with breast reduction surgery. So in the next minute, and I really don't think I can do that topic justice. So we're going to have to do that one next week. In the beginning of the show, let's see if we can get to obesity and then also blood clots in the leg. These are very important topics that will help keep you safe. So you're going to have to tune in next week. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon. I am here to see you on my 5th Avenue, now 5th Avenue office, 576 5th Avenue, and in Franklin Park, New Jersey, which is in the geographic center of the state, right in the middle. I'm here to take your calls and to see you as a patient because, yes, I'm a real doctor. In New York, 212-753-1820 is the number. In New Jersey, 732-422-9600. And PerryPlasticSurgery.com is the website. Thanks so much, Raid Engineering. We'll see you all next week.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skindustries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC.